Amos, it's Sunday again.
Yeah, Sunday's right, and don't forget we is on the radio every Sunday, Andy, for Rinso.
Yeah, and here comes Ken Carpenter now with the biggest news in Rinso's history. Let's listen to him.
It's the biggest news ever. It's new 1950 Rinso with Solium, a full year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. But more about that in a few minutes. Now, Lever Brothers Company and new 1950 Rinso bring you the Amos and Andy Show. Yes, sir. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with Lou Lubin, Eddie Green, Ernestine Way, the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Well, this is the afternoon that the Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, attends the weekly meeting of her women's club. She's just returned home and is telling the Kingfish about it.
Oh, George, we had the most wonderful meeting in our club and had a very big turnout. All the girls showed up.
Girls? What do you mean, girls? Them is a bunch of overripe bobby sockers.
George, why is you always criticizing my club? It's one of the oldest clubs in town. They've been going strong for years.
I'll say it is. The only thing that could break that outfit up is an epidemic of lockjaw. That's what they need.
By the way, George, I heard today that Andy Brown just inherited $2,000.
Wait a minute. Andy inherited $2,000? Why you hear that? Holy smokes.
That's right, George. Anna has died and left it to him. George, why don't you go out and inherit $2,000?
Look, honey, it ain't my fault that I don't inherit no money. I is ready and willing. But my relatives won't cooperate. They passes on, they as usual so poor that it takes the joy out of the whole thing. You mean to say that Andy got $2,000? You know, this is one of the luckiest breaks I ever had.
Now, wait a minute.